The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Objective: empower humanity, build a more moral society, advance to space, stand up against evil. Target: globalist, technocrats, eugenics-based civilization, anti-human psychopath guild. Weapons: the truth, the people. Voting with our dollars, praying, taking action, resisting, having courage, waking up, getting aggressive, realizing this fight is meant to make us. It is the animating contest. The journey is the destination. I want to go to John in Australia, but I want to play this clip. This is Obama at the Correspondents' Dinner making jokes about the end of the Republic. Here it is.
Good evening, everybody. It is an honor to be here at my last and perhaps the last White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I got something big coming.
You all look great.
Feel among your six.
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
Man, they're bringing us into world government right now. Look at that evil. Oh, my. Oh, it's so. That is the most cryptic. I'm getting like hot flashes, beyond chills. Just my body is just looking at the evil in his eyes if you're watching on TV. Excuse me. But the good news is Australia fought back and it repealed their carbon taxes, put more of a conservative in. Austria just did it. Other countries are doing it. We're getting ready to do it. We're taking action. John in Australia, thanks for calling. What's your view on the Trump phenomenon from 18,000 miles away?
G'day, Alex. I'm a Trump supporter. I think that this war is going to go to the next level. And I actually think that, you know, you've done a terrific job, but you don't realize how much power you have in this war. And I think you can actually go to the next level. And I've got a couple ideas on what InfoWars could do to take the fight to the globalists. I'll give you an example. If the info warriors, and I know you've got millions of them.
Yeah, let's say it. It's the audience that has the power. Yes. Go ahead.
Exactly. There's 7,500 state politicians in America in all 50 states. So all you need to do is win half of that to take over every state. And I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of info warriors who would be suited to do that job. Now, to take over the Republican Party, all you would need is about 100,000 people. I think you've got that 100,000 people in your audience.
Well, we got behind Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty that blew the breach and opened the door for libertarians and patriots to get in, and we're deep into that phase, so I'm just one part of it. But I mean, I think it's happening, and I think opening up the Republican Party for a Trump to come in is just phase one. He is riding that wave like on a surfboard. He saw it coming in and jumped on it.
Absolutely. Second idea is, how about InfoWars create a poster, Declaration of Independence 2.0 against the globalists or against the New World Order, and you would sell it to your listeners, and your listeners would put it up in their homes, and the whole family would sign the poster, just like the Founding Fathers did in 1776. And you would list all the grievances of the globalists.
And by the way, as you know, there is a spiritual element to signing and committing, and that solidarity creates incredible unity. That is a great idea.
And that would bring commitment, and it would be a daily reminder to them and their family and their children that they're in a war, basically, to the death.
Well, we need you to do a show, John. You got a show or something in Australia? We need all this natural, smart talent to take action. You sound like a pretty smart guy. I mean, are you involved in the media?
No, I'm not involved in the media. I'm an entrepreneur. So, but I've got.
Well, let me do this. Let me get your number or your email, and let's have Rob Dew or somebody interview you for the nightly news, and then I'll play a segment of it on the show or come on my show as a guest. Because I want to point out the human talent is out there, and what John said is just a snapshot. All of it, devastatingly good ideas. Great idea, John. I'm gonna put you on hold. You want to give us your contact info? I'd like to have you on as a guest. But regardless, we need to get that Declaration of Independence 2.0 out. Absolutely fabulous idea. More calls coming up.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Information
war. Producing the biggest story of the day. Imagine if Hillary Clinton claimed that Bernie Sanders had a role in the killing of Bobby Kennedy. We would be going crazy right now. We'd be going wall to wall. But no, are we about to achieve a historical first in electing the first conspiracy freak president? I mean, is this the pivot we've been talking about? He's not pivoting for presidential. He's pivoting to Alex Jones. He's pivoting to crazy. And why isn't it news? It's unusual that somehow it's not news when Trump does it. It's kind of funny.
Will you tell people what you're talking about?
What about the National Enquirer? Reading a story saying that Ted Cruz's father father was present with Lee Harvey Oswald just days before the assassination of JFK.
And now Trump has repeated the story. Now we go in depth. Serious.
I think we're missing the biggest story.
Now, continuing here, folks, that is a clip that Media Matters openly run by the White House. It's important to know that is the mouth of the White House saying that, you know, Trump is going full Alex Jones. Yes, one of our investigative journalists a few weeks ago broke it. Wayne Madsen, so many times he breaks something here, then the Inquirer has it 2 weeks, a month later. And he talks to the Inquirer. He's on the articles. And it is true that Cruz lived in New Orleans. Now Roger Stone has talked to people that have been in and around the JFK case and who knew Lee Harvey Oswald, and they are saying that, yes, indeed, they knew Mr. Cruz's father, and that, indeed, he was in and around Oswald. But the biggest connection is the Bushes, George Herbert Walker Bush, ran the CIA in the mid-1970s from nowhere. Just suddenly he's the director, and said he'd never been in the CIA. But later it was partially declassified that indeed he was in the CIA and was in Texas and Louisiana, New Orleans, with the family oil company being used as a front for the Bay of Pigs, you name it. And who were they using as their manpower? Lee Harvey Oswald and a bunch of Cuban nationals. And we have this photo from the Warren Commission, and we have Jim Garrison investigating, and we have, right when the investigation starts, the father of Ted Cruz running away and leaving New Orleans. So, investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, the guy who went down with my crew the day after Scalia died, and to the ranch that no other media would go to, when they said no autopsy, no nothing, but Prince gets one, and Merle Haggard gets one. And he says, I believe this is connected to Bohemian Grove and Dick Cheney from what I've seen on the bookshelves, the way it's set up, everything, and who's involved. A month later, the Washington Post comes out and says, Scalia died in secret society founded by Bohemian Grove. I mean, wow, the guy's got a nose. Just for TV viewer, let's just look at Wayne Madsen and just admire a true journalist right there. We don't give out fake awards. We don't, well, we like the mainstream media and correspondence dinners. He could go to those. This guy, in the NSA, anti-submarine warfare before that, decades as a journalist. Every time I'm watching some C-SPAN hearing on 9/11 or something, they're in the backgrounds. Wayne Madsen, you know, they're at the National Press Club, you name it. A true patriot. He's only on for one segment with us, popping in. He's on for 45 minutes tomorrow. Coming up, we have another investigative journalist, Mr. Rappaport, on a ton of subjects joining us, and your phone calls will continue, I promise. But to watch them freak out and to watch them come out and make fun of Trump when he's being attacked by Cruz's father, who's saying he's the devil. And so you got to vote for his son, the Christ, and then you have the prophet, the false prophet Glenn Beck over there, fooling all these good Christian people. That's fair. If you're saying I'm the devil, and there's press reports connecting you to JFK, and it's in the Inquirer that is one of the most accurate publications out there. This is not news of the world, folks. The Inquirer breaks most of the big scandals. But who broke it back on April 15th? Who broke it 17, 18, 19 days ago? Was Cruz's father linked to the JFK assassination? Cuban, hired by Lee Harvey Oswald, bears striking resemblance to Cruz. Wayne Madsen, April 15th, 2016. That is 19 days ago. So joining us is the investigative journalist. Just to spend a few minutes on this tomorrow, we'll talk about the campaign. You're going to be in Cleveland with myself. We're going to see you at the DNC as well. We're going to have our full force there covering this, the big landslide that just happened, where all this is going, and so much more tomorrow. But today, your story going nationwide, international, and Fox News making jokes about it. What do you say, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I don't believe that comedians, especially failed comedians like Greg Gutfeld, belong on any news program. I mean, I don't know what journalism has come to when this guy gets more airtime than some journalists who are covering important stories with the mainstream media. So I discount anything Gutfeld says. He's obviously a hack. That program with those other Juan Williams, and I think I saw Carl Cameron there. And, you know, Carl Cameron deserves a lot of credit himself. I don't know why he I noticed he didn't have much to say in that clip, but Carl Cameron was the guy who uncovered the story about the Israelis being arrested before 9/11 and a four-part series on Fox News. I wish they would stick to that kind of hard journalism and not people like a, you know, some stand-up comic that obviously can't get booked at any comedy club, so he's on Fox News.
I was about to say, he's like a jester in a little Salacious Crumb outfit, hopping up and down, like, yeah, hey, conspiracy theory. As you know, that he classified in the 60s and again in the 80s, the CIA developed that term when anybody was on to something to just try to discredit it. Oh, Gutterfield or whatever his name is, you know, Salacious Crumb, he can say conspiracy theory. Boy, he's an intellectual.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's true. They did develop it to hit people who were questioning the Warren Report. But, you know, I never thought I would actually support something in the Warren Report. The photograph of Mr. X, who many people now and believe is Rafael Cruz Sr., was an exhibit in the Warren Report. Now there's a bunch of JFK researchers, and I kind of liken some of them to Trekkies, people that will, you know, argue over some character in Star Trek and say, no, no, Spock didn't die in episode 48.
Ferengi male can mate.
Yeah, right. And they're just, you know, they're just like that. Some of these JFK researchers are just like Trekkies. You know, people are saying, well, the picture of Cruz. By the way, that picture purported to be Cruz's father was never identified. No one with the Warren Report could identify him, nor could Robert Blakey, who was the counsel for the House Select Committee on Assassinations in 78.
Which, and by the way, he lived there. He was an anti-Castro guy.
Yeah.
And his son comes out of nowhere to be the top Bush minion.
Yeah, even if you discount the photograph, you got to look at the fact that Rafael Cruz was associated with the oil services company Schlumberger, and the heir, the owner of Schlumberger, the heir to Schlumberger, was Jean de Menil, who married Schlumberger's daughter. Jean de Menil was on the board of directors of Permandex, the company, the CIA front that was operated by Clay Shaw, who Jim Garrison, the DA in New Orleans, indicted.
And these are the guys that were servicing the oil rigs that were the fronts for the invasions, drug running, you name it. This guy's got the pedigree on every angle.
Right, and provided the weapons for the Bay of Pigs invasion. So we even if you discount the photo, you got to look at the interlocking relationship between Rafael Cruz and Clay Shaw, indicted by Jim Garrison. You know, they really went after Garrison, who was a DA. They tried to call him. They said he was crazy. He had been seeing a psychiatrist. They tried to say he was a child molester. The typical things you hear when, you know, somebody stands up against the covert America. And it's always been these covert operations run by the CIA. And I was told by a Republican insider, you know, Ted Cruz said he was going to take this thing all the way to Cleveland in the convention, and he abruptly drops out last night. I've been told that the reason, there were two reasons behind that. When Trump said he was going to spill the beans on Heidi Cruz, it really wasn't Heidi Cruz. He sort of misspoke. It was on Ted Cruz's extramarital affairs. And the second reason was that the CIA is very unhappy. They thought they had the JFK thing put to bed 53 years later, and this was resurrecting interest in that.
By the way, I've known you for like 20 years. You never exaggerate or make stuff up. You are very of great integrity. You're saying a good source inside what general area is telling you this?
Inside the Republican Party, inside the hierarchy of the party.
Well, they suddenly got real scared. He said even if he lost Indiana, he was going to go on for a while. They started changing his tune on that.
That's right. And you know, and so he was obviously tapped on the shoulder because Ted, what I was told is Ted Cruz knows his father worked for the CIA, and there were more skeletons that were going to be paraded out of that party had he not dropped out. So he was basically told it's time for you to leave the campaign.
Wow, you're coming on tomorrow to talk about the campaign, the world. What are some of the stories we're going to cover when you're on for 45 minutes or an hour tomorrow, Wayne Manson?
Well, this one with the Rafael Cruz story, there's so much more information coming out about that. And I think we're going to, you know, in a way, The way Donald Trump worded his comment on Fox and Friends is that, can you believe that, he said, can you believe that Cruz's father was with Oswald before Oswald was shot? He didn't say anything about Oswald being the assassin, and I just wonder if we have a Trump presidency, we'll see maybe the government will.
Well, I told you, I've talked to high level insiders even before this happened. They were reaching out to me. I mean, Stone just showed up here, going, "Hey, you know Trump's into you. You know Trump's awake. We gotta." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And it looks like he may be, like Fox says, the ultimate conspiracy theorist president. We'll talk to you, Wayne. You're awesome. WayneMansonReport.com. I'm Alex Jones.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. Our guests will talk about any topic. Mike in Illinois is patiently holding. Mike in Colorado. We've got Lee and Lynn. Lynn's been holding a really long time, too, so I'll go to Mike and Lynn first. But joining us for the rest of the hour, co-hosting, well, this is John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. I'm not going to get into this investigative journalist or author, researcher, but he's worked as an investigator for some of the biggest publications and TV stations and networks out there. And he's just really a smart guy. We always like getting his commentary, not just here on my show, but on the nightly news as well, nomorefakenews.com. A lot of his great books there on philosophy, history, research, the media. Very, very thought-provoking fellow. I wanted to get him on about the general state of the world. Also an article he wrote about where TPP and the globalist takeover is going right now. And just cover a smattering of the waterfront and, of course, take your calls. But, John, wow, what do you make of Trump? I mean, I don't know what your answer is going to be, but clearly, regardless of who he is, we're seeing a collapse of the credibility of the system way beyond what you wrote about with my Piers Morgan appearance. This just seems to be cascading. Where does it go from here, and what are the elite going to do to try to maintain control? Or do you disagree? There hasn't been a collapse.
No, there's a collapse, all right, Alex, because of what he's saying. You know, it's really simple. You can hate him. You can say he's a fake. He's a phony. He's this or that and so forth. But when the guy gets up and gives a foreign policy speech and says, we need to end globalism, for example, we need to cancel these trade treaties, these giant treaties that are sucking life and money and jobs out of America, he's talking common sense that the media have refused to discuss for 20, 30 years or more. And now there it is. So if you don't like the guy, if you hate him, look at the words. Forget who's saying them. Look at the other side of the coin. I mean, really, the other side of the coin. Who's the other guy who's talking about these trade deals and globalism all throughout the campaign? Bernie Sanders. Put together the voting bloc of Sanders plus Trump, because a lot of that voting bloc has to do with defeating globalism and canceling these trade treaties. Look at the size of that voting bloc versus the witch who's riding down the center stripe on her blood-soaked hands, Hillary Clinton, who is a globalist to the core, and you realize the divide and conquer strategy here. I mean, it's unbelievable. Let's take the people in the United States, all of whom know that this is a complete farce, a crime, a tragedy, the destruction of the country as we move into the globalist framework for the world order of the future. Let's just forget all about that, but let's divide and conquer these people. Let's put them on opposite sides where they're screaming at each other over the fence so that Hillary just rides down the middle and wins. Well, that's what's happening.
That's a great point. Do you think Trump understands that? At your gut level, do you think the fix is in?
No, I think he understands this very well. The question is, does Bernie Sanders understand it? And I think in his heart of hearts alone at night, he does. He's looking at Trump and scratching his head and saying, I hate this guy. He's everything that I don't want to be. He's everything that that shouldn't happen to America. But, you know, I have to admit, on the issue of the trade treaties and globalism, I mean, we both know pretty much the same data, and we're on the same side.
Yeah, if so Sanders has credibility, he's got to go with Trump, but he's not. He says he'll pledge to Hillary, who's got more corrupt Wall Street money, more dirty crony capitalist war money than anybody ever in history. I mean, she is disgusting. But how epic is it, as you just said, John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com, that Trump's saying, cancel globalism, up with sovereignty, up with basic things. That is so anathema to the enemy. There's no way they can be behind him because he's bringing back nationalism and framing the debate. England's trying to get out of the EU. The narrative's changing. World government's in trouble. The plan isn't going according to plan. They're in trouble.
Big trouble. You know, Obama has to go over there to England and say to the England, to the, you know, Britain, UK, to the leaders, to the people, if you don't stay in the European Union, meaning globalism, because that's what it's all about, if you get out, you have to go to the back of the line to negotiate a separate trade treaty with the United States. Well, you know, that tells you who Obama is.
And the UK should call that bluff in a minute, just like we should when the communist Chinese tell us what to do.
Exactly. You know, you say, well, what are you talking about? You're talking about defeating everything that needs to be defeating, and you're saying, no, we should join up with the insanity. So please leave. Get out.
You have such a way of crystallizing the battlefront and what we're really seeing. John Rappaport, stay there. Let's come back and go to calls, cover other key news with John Rappaport. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, take the 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Well, they got hate in their heart.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their hearts. The children start to march. Their hearts are filled with hate by the globalists, and they're waving communist flags and foreign flags. They don't ask, why did the mainstream media push this? Why did my college teach me it was good? Why did George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, teach me to go out and shoot cops in the head? Because it'll make you the villain and then the heroes. So total tyranny can be brought in. Not that the cops themselves are bad either, but it's part of a dialectic. It's part of a clash of civilizations. Part of a formula, a program, an operation, a plan. We know the globalist plan. We know how to stop it. Come on, right back to John Rappaport and your phone calls. We'll get the calls passed and continue with him. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Just very briefly, I've gotten the authorization. Instead of saying, today's the last day, because they kept saying, stop it. I made a deal. I can offer 30 to 40% off. The food's freshly made, high quality, non-GMO, storable foods. My Patriot Supply powers it. They're full spectrum of food, private labeled, the full selection, totally fresh, 30 to 40% off. Private labeled is InfoWarsLife.com. You can buy the exact same My Patriot that's excellent right next to it for more at InfoWarsStore.com. We sell both. But I'm contractually able to go 30 to 40% off. They want us dependent. We have great water filtration systems that just cut out all the garbage. ProPure, Alexa Pure. We've got the shower filters that have the fast flow that are four stage that just cut all the garbage out. The very best systems out there that are less than leading competitors that don't even take as much stuff out. In the case of the ProPure ProMax, really great systems. All survival items, including all nutraceuticals, all shortwave radios, all non-GMO heirloom seeds, are 10% off. Then 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Then free shipping on orders of $50 or more. And it just goes on and on and on. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to the storable foods. InfoWarsLife.com brings you right to the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsHealth.com brings you to the third-party stuff from Yongevity that's excellent. The highest discounts you're going to find are on that site. InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsTeam.com is its sister site. And purchasing that there also helps fund our operations. So that's how we do this. Not with taxpayer money like NBC and MSNBC and, of course, NPR, but with people buying high-quality products. Mother's Day is here. The order today, we can still get it to you by this weekend. Great gift, Secret 12 for your mom, or a bottle of X2 or Oxy powder. Amazing stuff, and your purchase funds this operation. I'm going to go to Lynn, and I'm going to go to Mike here in a moment, Mike first and others. But after we take some of these calls, you can talk to these topics, obviously. John Rappaport, what is it you think is most important to cover today?
Well, what we're covering here is the march of globalism. These impending trade treaties that empower mega corporations that are colluding with governments to steal and rob and put people into poverty all over the world to lower energy production. That's one of their main goals.
That's a mass culling. That's how you create poverty.
That's right. So that, to me, is the big one.
And you've got an article that's excellent, BRICS and the Brexit Countries, Secrets of the Crip. We're going to cover that after a few calls. But, folks, when they double our power prices the last 8 years on average, shutting down over 1,000 plants, that is devastating. A poor person now loses maybe 20% more of their paycheck. This is how, and you do it in places like Africa, it causes a revolution when food prices go up 50% of your paycheck. This is how they foment this by design. Thank you for holding. Let's go ahead now, and let's go to Mike in Illinois. You're on the air with John Rappaport. Go ahead.
This is Mike in Illinois. I just want to say, in a couple months, I'll be 65, heading into the last part of my life, but I want to just turn the clock back a little bit, 46 years to 1970. At that time, I was a 19-year-old college student, and I used to listen to a radio host called Sherman Skolnick. And he talked about a book called Farewell America. And at that time, I had to mail away for that book because that was not allowed to be published in the United States of America.
I probably had Sherman Skolnick on 50 times, died 4 or 5 years ago. Great guy, incredible anti-corruption researcher. He would say stuff I couldn't believe. I'd have him on 20 years ago, and he'd go, most of the media is paid. They pay for the news stories, you see, big corporations. And I knew they put their people in, but then later it came out. Really smart guy.
Very smart guy. And lo and behold, what we're talking about today, globalist, 45 years ago, another word for it was a commission. And who was the commission? CIA, FBI, Big Oil at the time, British Secret Service, corporations, and mafia. And what worries me about this is that who was the man in office at the time that played ball with him? You got it, JFK. And what happened to him? He double-crossed them, and what happened to him? He got eliminated.
Yeah, he wanted to keep cutting taxes, and he decided in the Vietnam War, he said, but cutting taxes gives me more money. It makes people wealthy. More money comes in. They said, look, just shut up and die. How's that? Amazing points. Anything else, Mike?
After that, Their Man got in, LBJ, The Great Society, to me, was the great flop.
And they ended the family, and they started ending the family. Great point. John, how profound is it that they're so arrogant now? They tell us the TPP's written, it merges all these unions together. It's above the law. We get copies finally after they pass it. Just totally draconian. But still, nothing is really being said about it in mainstream media. But meanwhile, they get arrogant and say, hey, we don't even have to have elections anymore. Those never counted. We just appoint the people now. But that backfired. That didn't work. It shows they can only go so far. And I think they've tried to go too far, and it's really backfiring. Your comment on what he was saying and on that, please, Mr. Rappaport.
Absolutely. As he says, it's been going on for a very long time. The first great trade treaty, GATT, after the Second World War, they started negotiating that in 1945. So this goes back a long way, the plan. And the plan is to empower these mega corporations to decide the law for whatever country they're in. I mean, people have to understand that these trade treaties, as they're called, TPP, TTIP, this is all about saying, look, the judicial system of countries is extinct. We don't need this anymore. What we're going to have instead is corporate tribunals. And this is all about a corporation saying, look, we've got all this stuff that we want to sell all over the world. And we don't care whether you think it's toxic, destructive, you know, pesticides and toxic medical drugs, GMOs, tainted food, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to sell it. And if any country refuses it, then we're going to sue that government. In a corporate tribunal, the judicial system of that country will have nothing to say about it. And, hey, listen, there's an interesting story today. The NFL has told their players not to eat meat from Mexico.
But citizens can. They're shipping it in record numbers full of steroids and drugs. That's a powerful article. That's in the LA Times and others. Talk about it.
Yeah, because the players could test positive for steroid use and be suspended. So it's like saying, well, we don't know what's in the food, but we know that some of the food coming from Mexico has got this stuff in it. And if you, an NFL star, eat this meat, then you could test positive for steroids.
But it's okay for your kids. It's okay for your kids.
Kids, everybody else, it's fine, whatever. And the reason I bring this up is because in these trade deals, what's happening is people will not be able to know what country their food is coming
from.
Just
like we can't know GMO labeling here. And let's expand. That's one small part of it. But key, they're also diplomatically and corporately immune, and they can also use the regulations to shut down domestic operators. It's a monopoly takeover system.
Absolutely. They can say, this is the food for planet Earth. Deal with it. You can't resist it because we have these tribunals that will overcome any system you now have. So it turns to the peoples to revolt against this completely, just the way they're now revolting against the political system. And
I was about to say, it's a microcosm, as above, so below, that they would try to go, hey, we have superdelegates that decide now. That's the way it is. Go and shut. People said, wait, we vote. So see, it's backfiring. That's the good news, as long as we resist. Look at the Brexit. How exciting is that for you?
Fantastic. You know, nobody in England who isn't a globalist wants to stay in the European Union. The whole idea is England would leave the European Union and say, gee, guess what? We're a country. We forgot about that. We're our own country. We can protect ourselves.
Yeah, we don't need the bureaucrats to make 91% of our laws and open our borders and tell us we can't fly the stars and bars because it's racist, or stars and stripes. It's just crazy.
Completely crazy. So I'm just hoping that this movement gains a lot more steam, because there are a lot of people in the U.S., I can tell your listeners in England, who are rooting for you to get out of the European Union completely, because this will start a domino effect.
Absolutely. They're saying that it's already happening. And here's the good news. Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. It's equilibrium, folks. It's if you put up with tyranny, it'll just push and push and push till the execs are in your house saying, you know, let me have sex with your wife, like Rollerball. You know, we own you. You've got to stand up for yourself. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. John, I want to go back to calls, but getting more into this article, I don't want to be too positive about this, but it's a paradox. There's like all these brain-dead zombies on the left and right, and all these foreign-funded groups that are here, and all this balkanization getting dumber and dumber, but there is a large group of people of every race, color, and creed getting more and more enlightened. It seems like a paradox. What would you call this, or do you agree or disagree?
I agree, and just as you indicated there with the twist, you know, some people are falling further asleep, but a lot more people are waking up. They're just sick and tired of all the lies from every direction, you know, and people are beginning to connect the dots on these lies and realize. We just had a study that was published out of Johns Hopkins, Washington Post, yesterday. 250,000 deaths a year in the U.S. caused by medical errors. Third leading cause of death in the U.S. 10% of all people who die in the U.S. are dying from medical errors. And here's these prop job, phony experts, medical experts, representing that system saying vaccines are completely safe and effective, and anyone who tells you any different is a lunatic. That's the foundation these criminals are standing on. Some people are waking up from that direction. Other people are waking up to the whole superdelegate insanity and the theft of government. Other people are waking up to Brexit. Other people are waking up to, you know, we want to take everybody's guns, especially the people who don't shoot other people. You know, so from all directions, people are waking up and they are resisting.
Meanwhile, though, the tyranny is intensifying. Colorado, especially, a beautiful state, great people, but it's this fake liberal tyranny gets such cover. A woman, I was in the local news, we had an article, talked about chemtrails and geoengineering, which is partially declassified. It's all over TV and movies. It's a super hot topic. Prince was talking about it, everybody. Merle Haggard. Chuck Norris came out and exposed it and linked to all of it, WorldNet Daily. She had her child taken, and the judge said, because she believes in a dangerous fringe subculture, danger to her daughter, close quote. I mean, even if she was wrong, she should be allowed to believe something's going on if she's not hurting her daughter. But believing it, her daughter's been taken, and now Colorado wants to start basically forced inoculations.
Yeah, they want to register everybody who's not vaccinated in that state. Complete insanity. And they're going to have a major revolt on their hands, I can tell you that. And this story about the mother and her child is spreading like wildfire because people are seeing the complete insanity of it. The government, stay out. It's not your business what I tell my child.
They admit there's a secret program spraying us. It's on the Discovery Channel.
Right. But as you say, regardless of whether it's true or not, here's a mother saying XYZ to her child, and suddenly government agents show up because a parent says something to her child. There are millions of people waking up on that score in this country because, as we've all been documenting, you know, people grow vegetables in their yard and suddenly they can't have a garden. They fly a flag. That's not okay. A kid comes to school with a screensaver, with a gun on it, and all of a sudden he's a criminal. This is the government just saying, we're taking over. That's it. We have the bureaucrats. We're going to do whatever we want. People are not going to stand for it.
But it's also another paradigm. I've noticed the military and the police, there are really some bad cops out there, and bullies, obviously, is from the general public. But I'm not lionizing. I've just found the military and police are some of the most awake groups now, and they're saying, stop the people above us. We don't like this.
Yeah, you bet. Now, that's going to cause some major disruptions, believe me, because after all, the government relies on force. That's what it is. That's what George Washington basically said. Central government is coercion.
It's not eloquence. It's force.
Exactly. So who are these government leaders depending upon? Force. Cops. Soldiers. If cops and soldiers are waking up and saying, no, no, we're not going to do this. This is not our job. This is the government pretending that they have this power that they don't have. The whole thing is going to change and collapse.
So bottom line, we're entering a time of total change, of total upheaval for good and bad. And I think we've just entered the edge of an accelerated time. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. And then, B, how long do you think this time of change is going to be? I see it now in human development basically never stopping. I think we're hitting the beginning of the human species. I mean, I think, and of course, we began before that, but I mean, I think we're about to enter an entire new paradigm.
Absolutely. We're just at the beginning, and there's no end to it. There, it's not like, okay, well, in 10 years, the whole thing is going to be walked back and we're all going to conform. No, it's never going to happen. This is just going to spread and spread and spread.
And that's why the elite in their own writings are freaking out. They want to control the destiny of the species and steal it. And there is a race consciousness to all humans. It's really a group collective mind. It's been proven scientifically. And it wants to thrive and go to the stars. And it's saying no. And I think the elite should just get out of the way.
Well, that's the lesson. They're going to make their decision. But regardless of what they say, they're going to be swept aside. That's it.
Oh, I love it. You're absolutely right. God, I love humanity. Let's go ahead. John Rappaport's our guest. Let's talk to Lee in California, or Lynn in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk real quick about Donald Trump. They mentioned today that he was going to do a vice presidential selection, and I was just going to basically advise that Donald Trump not select any vice presidential candidate who is from the establishment or current politician. Back when JFK was a president, they popped him and killed him because they had their establishment candidate, LBJ, in the wings. LBJ escalated the war in Vietnam. 58,000 men died through the Gulf of Tonkin lies. I'm really concerned that he needs to be very careful about his selection of a vice presidential candidate and don't defer that off to some politicians that ran against him or something. Bobby Kennedy, they turned right around and killed him immediately after they killed JLBJ because, JFK, because they knew what he was up to because he'd been side by side.
No, he told people, they killed my brother and I'm going to get him.
You bet. You bet. So they'll tolerate Trump, though, if he don't have a back door. They've been working for 100 years to get here, just like Mao said, three steps forward, two steps back. They'll take a couple of steps back for a few years to renew their efforts against America. So we need to be aware of that. And Trump needs to be especially aware of who he selects as a vice presidential candidate.
I agree. And stay there, Lynn. You've been holding a while, and I want you to be able to add some more points, but how do you think they'll come at Trump, Rappaport? Because I want your deep perspective on this. They'll try to co-opt, obviously. We already met with Haas, and then Haas attacked him afterwards because Trump rebuffed him. Continuing, he said, we got nuclear weapons. We don't have to be on the Korean Peninsula. I mean, South Korea will nuke them. They got nukes, too. Trump really has got a lot of good old generals that are advising him that just are explaining this is all a big boondoggle to rip us off. And he's smart enough to say, hey, big military, so the public then still feels secure and everything. But the truth is, we have mutually assured destruction. He wants to actually control our borders and things. But they're going to try to co-opt him, try to demonize him, try to dig up made-up scandals or whatever, try to steal the election. But I really think the momentum's behind him when he goes after Hillary. And she's a witch who's got people behind her that are used to power. Rappaport, I'm worried they really might try to kill him. I think we should be talking about what happens if they do kill Trump.
No question about it. You know, that's the, quote, final solution, if they can't do it any other way. I completely agree with the caller, by the way, on vice presidential selection. Don't pick a politician. Do not do that. You can surround yourself with all the advisors you want who know about the Senate and the House and this and that and all of the, you know, corruption, basically, the way things are. But don't put somebody on the ticket who is just another politician. Do the same thing that you've been doing. In other words, you're taking a radical stance. Well, pick somebody who is in line with that. That's going to be just as much of an energizing force as you are. Don't go to the Senate. Don't go to the House. Don't go to the governors. Forget all that.
And by the way, you're absolutely right. Insiders that are into corruption always go, he won't know how to run it. You guys have been running into the ground. He does know how it's run. He used to buy and sell you legally. He says, it's a bad system. I don't like it. I want to fix it. And he's not going to fix it overnight. He wants to just dial it back, make some better deals, bring in good immigrants we need, not bring in criminals and child molesters, and do a few things like that. But see, you guys want to shut the Republic down because we've already built your world government. Trump knows we've reached that final phase of betraying America. He's swooping in like the Duke, the Deus Ex at the end, to grab victory from the jaws of defeat, in my view. But All I know is he's not our only hope. We're taking action. Populism is the answer. Awakening is the answer. Lynn, other points?
Well, I'm just going to say that I think that we should all be concerned. Trump is one man. He will have the legal position to do a lot of things. But we had 5.5 million people disenfranchised in Colorado, and little or no complaint by the people. 2.5 million of those people participated in the legality of marijuana. This doesn't speak very well for our republic at this point. Trump cannot do it all alone. We will have to be there to help him. We'll have to be involved, and we will have to enable things.
You know, I almost want to take some of these callers, get their name, and have, like, days where they come on as guests each hour, like a few times a week, like Lynn and the guy from Australia. They're so much better to listen to than I am and so much better at crystallizing what they've said. In fact, Lynn, send us your email to Rob D, Rob D at Infowars.com, just Rob and the letter D, as a guest idea, kind of the knowledge of the people, the knowledge of the crowd. And I want to start a segment every week at least for an hour to have four or five of these men and women on, Lynn from California, the other fellow from Australia, because I tell you, the knowledge of the average people out there completely trumps the establishment, John.
Absolutely. And to take this point further, let's assume, okay, people think Trump is crazy, he's not real or whatever, but imagine that he might be. Let's say he is. And let's say by some circumstance he's in the White House. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Because of the way things work, because of the corruption, every time that he or somebody like him would try to make a move to solve a problem for real, there's going to be such tremendous force arrayed against him and insanity that he has only one option, to go back to the people immediately. This is what populism 21st century style is going to be like, on networks, on the web, however he has to do it, and say to the people, my fellow Americans, here's what I tried to do today.
That's right. That's the key. That's the key. Day one, when they block him, go. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. Day one.
Day one. Exactly. Yeah. They tried to, I tried to walk back this treaty, and here's exactly what happened. Here are the men's names who tried to stop me. This is what they're doing right now.
The people will tear them apart.
Exactly. You've got to go back to the people 3 times a week, whatever it takes. Otherwise, the whole thing falls apart. If you're a real populist, that's what you do in the 21st century. You're on the web. Hello, everybody all over the world. This is how the forces of evil tried to stop me and what you want today. Chapter and verse.
Yeah, what you said is such genius. That's why I was just sputtering and interrupting. It's so genius. You're right. I think Trump knows that. He has to, day one, he's been exposing the dirty tricks. We've been doing as well, right along with the people, the citizen journalists, and he just needs to be totally transparent with, this is what I wanted to do, it's what I tried to do, they're doing this to me now, look what they're doing, and the people justly will politically and economically tear these occupiers, these collaborators, these traitors, these VC French apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely will. The people all over the United States who don't have a job because of these trade treaties, and Trump says to them, I'm trying to get you a job now, but here are the people that are stopping me right now. Here are the people inside the White House I didn't even know about. Here are the senators. Sure. Here are the congressmen. These are their names. This is what
they're
doing.
Well, let me throw this out. I'm for drug decriminalization, but it doesn't mean I buy the whole drug culture. The marijuana culture is totally into being zombies, and the weed's so strong and everything. Soros is funding that. Colorado, the last caller made a great point. They want us so bombed out of our brains, 2 million people go vote to make marijuana legal. But where are the people mad in Colorado? The thousands are mad. Where are the people mad about having their vote canceled? People got to start getting angry, John.
About the right things. Absolutely, Alex.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole pot culture thinks it's like magic and it's the answer to everything. Look, you got a right to hurt yourself if you want to. Marijuana does have some medical reasons. I get it. I'm not for the drug war. But because I'm against the drug war doesn't mean I think you should be shooting heroin down your veins. I mean, look, if George Soros wants you stoned, it's a reason. So he can rob the living daylights out of you. Back in 70 seconds, 5 more minutes of Rappaport, more calls, then the big champagne celebration, Infowars.com/show. I'm not celebrating just the win for Trump. It's the collapse of the globalist hoax. Their fraud is coming down. Now, what